We're going to be producing a test build real soon now, but when we have the test build, you'll have a viewer that you can just go somewhere in world and stand where you want the center of the 360 snapshot to be, and there'll be a new option on the snapshot floater to take those. Yeah, we're not going to try to deal with video movies initially. We're going to try for stills as the first cut. We want to be able to get it out in people's hands sooner rather than later, so we're doing things a little bit at a time. There are a couple people that have been doing other attempts to do this in world. That's really terrific and inspirational. What we're trying to do is build it into the as an integrated capability in the snapshot pane in the viewer, and it'll be integrated with other services that we have for using your snapshots. This first test version will just be literally a test. It will not be attempting to provide a polished solution, which is our goal in the, before we get to a release, but it will give you some idea of what the picture quality will be and will enable us to do experiments to determine just how much additional functionality we need to address. So there are a few challenges, as you can imagine. One of the questions is whether or not we need to be able to freeze the wind light effect so that things like moving clouds are not disruptive. We won't have that yet in this first test version, so we may have some discontinuities. If we discover that not doing that is disruptive, we'll integrate it into the capability so that it's done for you automatically for the duration of taking the snapshot, because you actually have to take, of course, multiple pictures. The other thing that we'll be trying to learn about is just how much this ends up interacting with the interest list from the simulator. So whether or not we really can get complete images that are 360 degrees, or whether the fact that the interest list hasn't updated things that are behind you causes problems. It's not entirely clear how serious an effect that's going to be. And we're going to do those experiments semi-publicly. So we're going to have a test viewer that you can play with, and you can help us work out what circumstances it works well in and what circumstances we need to still work on. This is one of those things we're going to try to do very much in the open, and that means that you get to see how the sausage is made. So please try to avoid judging it as a final product when it isn't.